I have a tendency to sing them old style country tunes. They all shout at you and bark at the moon, but I'm a good old boy. Yeah, I'm a good old boy. You got a good old hound dog. How's the sound out there, everybody? Here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
That's an original that we just ripped. We're the Wood Stove Flapjacks from Lafayette, Indiana, up around Purdue University. Yeah. Probably the easiest way to... Yeah. That's right.
There you go.
Boiler Gator over there in the audience. We like playing... We specialize in playing old weird tunes from the 78 era. Lately, we've been picking up some newer modern tunes, but we like the old sounds. And we play everything from jug band to hillbilly to psychedelic music. Well, I don't know about psychedelic, but you guys can be the judge of that with one of the tunes we play. But we are very happy to be here. This is our third year here at John Hartford Memorial Festival. And it's a good festival. It's growing every year, and we're happy to be a part of it again. So we hope you enjoy what we're going to play. And like I said, that's Tex over there. He's a good boy. He may just stop by and say hi. He'll shake a howdy with you. But anyways, we're going to start off the night. We all dialed in, ready to go. We're going to play a bunch of tunes for you here. This is a tune from the Cheap Suit Serenaders, an American artist by the name of Robert Crumb, who's a good painter and comic strip artist, and also a fine musician. This is a tune that he did in the 70s called You're Gonna Get It. One, two, one, two, three, four. Well, old Aunt Sally, don't act so tough. Just give me that kiss and it won't get rough. You're gonna get it. Woo-hoo! You're gonna get it. Well, I'm gonna get it. You might as well give it to me. Says to the rooster, well, what seems to be the best? Well, you know you can't bed down with your mama's bed. You're gonna get it. You're gonna get it. Well, I'm gonna get it. You might as well skip it to me. Hey, John.
So I keep on shopping till I squander my last cent. Well, come here now, baby. Try on these discount shoes for $2.92. You can lose those shopping malls. Well, your dad don't like me, and your mom just thinks I'm swell. I come over for dinner, but your house. Wash in a fountain, use a public telephone, this old shopping mall just might be my brand new home. It's goddamn full of parking and an all night donut shack. You ain't washing no dishes when you're eating from a paper.
That was the Shopping Mall Blues.
Texas.
Move down to a little Texas. There's the deep bellum. Hey, Tex. What are you doing? We're going to play a blues number for you now.
Try to get the caper.
Yep. That's right. This is the most high-tech instrument we have in the band. It's the one... That's the actually the only instrument that we plug in. That's the only electric instrument that we have in the band.
That's true.
Homemade.
Watch that bass.
2.0. The guy that's... So the beer that's being served today, he and I are the founders of this band, the Woodstove Flapjacks. And he got real busy, had to leave the band because he's making really good beer nowadays. It's here in the festival, so be sure and go up and try a good cold People's Brewing Company beer. We should get paid for that. I'm going to tell him that we should get paid for those commercials.
Now we get paid.
Beer for the people. Anyways, really, he's doing a good job. That has nothing to do with the blues that we're about to play for you. But blues goes with a good beer, so. Hey, Tex.
How you doing over there? Jimi Hendrix.
King of the one string. Ladies and gentlemen, this is B over here on the one string bass. He only plays one string and only uses one letter for a name.
Works out anyway.
Here's the Deep Ellum Blues. Thank you. Thanks, folks.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Folks, we're going to take you back to Mississippi about 1927. This is called the High Sheriff Blues. Hey, Texas, what are you doing back there, buddy? Come on. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Anyways, this is the High Sheriff Blues by Charlie Patton.
What key you got?
Got a C.
Oh, buddy.
Let's do
You're
it.
In the right key.
Yeah.
You want to put this one on?
Anytime you feel like jumping up here, go get on that mic right there.
That's your mic.
What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, ladies and gentlemen, on the eventual possible harmonica.
You want to do some blues? Blues stuff in Jim?
Caveman blues.
Caveman and G. You want to do
real good
G
old
blues?
Memphis blues called the Caveman Blues. It's all about when a man gets shaggy, doesn't take care of himself because he realizes at some point in his life that he needs a woman to bring out the best parts of him. Hey, we got some sort of song.
All right.
Who's got an iPhone that they can record this? Awesome. Sarah's way up on top of it.
What's your name?
Jim.
Jim James.
Nice
to meet you. I remember that.
B.
B.
Yes, sir.
Nice to meet you, B.
Talking about over there.
your cave. Mr. Caveman, won't you come out of your cave? You need a bath and a shower, man. You so need a sink.
Last time, Jim, take us home on that harmonica.
Calling you out there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kept right over there.
Right. Awesome.
Right,
that was
there.
Great.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, Jim on the harmonica. Thanks so much, Jim. That
Thank
was
you.
Awesome.
Thank you. That was fun.
Who invited that guy?
Yeah.
No, that's great, man.
Jim, we'll be calling your name out this weekend. You can trust that. That was excellent.
We'll be on the main stage in the morning tomorrow at 10.
Yeah. How about a little keep your hands on?
Yeah, let's do it.
Back in my 20s, I used to have a real problem with commitment. But anyways, saving this that story, we're going to play a song for you called Keep Your Hands Off Her. If it's not your woman, don't touch her. That's basically what the story says. That's right. You can look at the window displays, but if you don't have the money, you can't buy it. place, she's so cozy. Well, her name is Rosie, she ain't so cozy. But boy, she really is nosy. Oh man, so keep your hands off her. Oh, keep your hands off her. Keep your hands off her. Over. You hear what I say? You know she don't belong to you, no man. You know she don't belong to you.
Thanks, folks. This next tune is about as modern as we get when it comes to playing tunes. This is a song from Link Ray from about 1971. And it's called the... Yeah.
Not that modern.
Nope. Not that modern. Close. It's called The Fallen Rain. And it's a pretty heavy little tune.
Don't forget what kids lay where kids are.
always give it all the ground.
There's no peace on this planet anywhere to be found. So there'll be stabbings and shootings and young men dying all around. Going through my brain, I can still hear the sound.
Everybody that I know said the whole world is going insane.
And all that is left, oh Lord, is the fall. Yes, all that is left is the falling rain.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Bunch of tunes. Trying to think of what we want to do. Do you guys want to do Cane Break?
Sure.
This is a good old blues number.
Can we play that?
Comes from Birmingham, Alabama. Late 1920s. This is called the Cane Break Blues. How we doing out there, everybody? I zone you out with that last tune.
Thank you.
That's what I like to call a lung buster right there.
As he finishes with his cigarette.
Yeah. good life choices.
Yeah, I've always taken the hard way.
Well, what do we got, fellas?
Yeah. Still got some.
Cool. All right. How about a, if you like Louisville or Scared or anything?
Scared to death, yeah.
I tell you where I stand. Well, I was the only soldier in the fighter land. Yes, I was scared to death. Well, when the fighting started, yes, I was on my way. Well, you might have seen me standing at the fighter gate. Yes, I was scared to death. I'm no time to play. Oh, head my way. Well, when he crosses the border and has to go save his daughter, well, I understand this time to stand. Thank you.
guys.
Now let's see, what do we got here?
Well, Hog Wild.
Here's a song. It's a pretty strange little tune from a hat maker from Kentucky by the name of Charlie Twiddle. It's called Hog Wild. Strange little tune, strange enough that we wanted to learn it.
Winding down here. What do you think? One or two more, boys?
How about a little If I Lose?
Take yeah. North Carolina, a little Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. Here's about giving your lady the money because she's going to take it, whether you like it or not. If you want to live safely under the roof that you live under, you better agree to what the queen wants.
I think that's the bottom line of this, too. Called If I Lose, Let Me Lose.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I can't walk, and neither can I talk. Just got back from the state of old New York one morning, just for a day. If I don't care how much I lose. just waiting by them tanks, waiting on the old freight train.
So much. Thank you.
Man, I'm excited to eat some food.
Yeah. We're going to play one more tune for you, folks. Call it a night. Yeah. This is out of Cincinnati, around 1952. Country singer and songwriter by the name of Jimmy Skinner. Wrote a lot of songs for Bill Monroe back in the day. Didn't really make it himself as a country singer, but a fantastic writer. This is his song called One Dead Man Ago. Thank you. We are the Woodstove Flapjacks. Come and have a chat with us after the show. We'll be pecking over there along the woods edge.
Come see us tomorrow at 10.
Yep. Tomorrow at 10 on the main stage. Our friend Jim will hopefully be playing harmonica with us. That was great.
That was good.
With a murder tune for you, a murder ballad. One, two, three.
Well, she was laughing with Gayle late that night. I was feeling so doggone low. I held me in my arms to the thrill of a charm. One dead man ago. She had a right to live just the same as me. That old judge told me so. Said you got time, boy, nothing but time. One dead man ago. He come a walking in to the back of the room. Said, mister, that's my wife. A man with a plan, I couldn't say my hand. It had to be some other's life. While he's out there in that old graveyard, I hear an old lonesome road. Just thinking about what happened to me. One dead man ago. I didn't see no tears in them pretty blue eyes. No emotion did she show. Just the trace of a smile on those ruby red lips. One dead man ago. Well, I can count the years that I've got in here. Well, it's 9 times 9 plus 10. 8 more years to make it 99 flat. Lord, I won't be here then. While he's out there in that old graveyard, near the old lonesome road. Just thinking about what happened to me. One dead man ago.
Everybody.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it.